The powerful sweetness in her voice melts your heart in a warm embrace. Tracy Whitney, a former voice of Ray Charles, part of the Raylettes, relocated to New Mexico in 2012 to convert the enchantment of this land into her dreams. We'll try to find out what are those dreams, and besides, maybe, in spite of the fact of the allergies, maybe Miss Whitney, she also might be able to sing something for you, a cappella. I'm singing a love from the heart. There's songs to make you smile, there's songs to make you sad. And welcome, Tracy, and thank you so much for coming here to our Freeform show.
Thank you so much for having me, Christina. Well, you've been playing some really fun stuff this afternoon.
Well, that's the main purpose, isn't it? Life should be for fun.
Guess that's why it's called Freeform.
Yeah, and freedom for
that's
that.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming. And I know you are having some allergies today. And New Mexico. Welcome to New Mexico as well.
Welcome to New Mexico. Yeah, I'm still getting used to it here.
Yeah, you have been just 2 or 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Moving from Los Angeles to this land.
And I love it. I love it here.
And maybe it can be the land to make your dreams really be alive and more like maybe you might be able to achieve them as much as you want.
Well, you know, I keep telling people that Albuquerque specifically is just for me, it's the gift that keeps on giving. This town has been very good to me, so I have no complaints, and I never looked back when I moved here. Everybody's like, are you crazy? I'm like, no, I you know, when you're where you're supposed to be, things have a way of just falling into place, and that's what it's done for me here. So I just love it.
Great. I love to hear that. I used to say that New Mexico is a land with which you don't fall in love at first glance. At least it happened to me. But then it's entering in your body, and it's giving you some other kind of enchantment that is a little bit hidden sometimes.
And mine was the opposite.
Was it?
Mine was instant and mind-blowing experience of, this is my home. I knew it instantly. So
how about listening one song of your last CD so our listeners can... We were sharing already your music before you came. And then we'll begin to talk a little bit about your dreams, your life. Who was this Ray Charles?
Oh, yeah. He was a character. But I would like to say that my brother Glenn and my sister Cosette, we call her Cookie, they were on the first song that you were playing of mine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that I'm singing, which is the name of the album, actually. I got them back in the studio with me after about 20 years of them not being in the studio with me. And I did that arrangement, and I just had them come in, and it was just wonderful to be singing with members of my family again after such a long time.
We would like to share some part of that story. A whole family, everybody singing, all the
yes.
children. I love that part. So I would like to share something of that after this song.
Awesome.
So our listeners, I think they might be curious about that.
Okay.
And we were listening what song. It's my favorite. I guess yours as well. But did you compose this song, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
So
I'm always surprised when people, you know, the favorite songs that people have, because, you know, like pictures that people choose to to use of me for whatever purposes. I'm always surprised because they're always different. You know, you're like, oh, yeah. Everybody's got, you know, their own kind of.
Yeah, we connect probably in different ways.
Yes.
And for you is also a surprise because we connect ourselves from some sites you don't know from us.
Right.
And you are a singer, songwriter, composer. You also arrange music.
Yes.
And I was really mesmerized for the story of your life and especially beginning from the fact that you belong to a family who were all singing.
Yes.
And from my point of view, it's such a gift.
Yes.
That you can give to a child that your mom gave. How was that experience of being part of a chorus with all your siblings?
Well, to go back to the beginning, both my mother and my father were professional singers when they got married. They had 8 kids. We all came out singing. So my mom was a singer. My Aunt Mary was a singer. My Uncle Jimmy sang, and they had a group together. And the kids, we used to hear them rehearsing all the time. So then we started rehearsing, and one day my mom heard us, and she's, oh my God, listen to my children. They can actually sing. And this is when the Jackson 5 were out, and all the children in America wanted to be like the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
And so my mom ended up eventually leaving the group with my aunt and uncle and forming a group with her children, us. And it was called the Whitney Family. And we toured and recorded and did TV shows and did all kinds of stuff together for... Well, I left after about 15 years, but the rest of the family as a unit performed together all for about 20 years. Yeah.
Such an amazing story. At the same time, then you went, you launched your own career by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you have this kind of amazing experience with Ray Charles being one of the backup voices. He was such a character, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy how I got that gig because I didn't even know I was on their radar, and I got a call, and they just said, Mr. Charles wants to audition you to go on the road, and that was on a Wednesday, and I had to go the following day, Thursday, to meet with him. He wasn't able to be there, so I just left, a tape. And they called me later that day and said, you know, you got the gig. Started rehearsing on Friday. Sunday, we were at the Playboy Jazz Festival. Monday, we were in Denver. And then we were off on the road. So in less than a week, I went from just doing what I was doing normally, regular gigging, to actually being on the road with Ray Charles through no real effort of my own other than the fact that I was able to do what he needed me to do. And
how long have you been in that in the group?
I toured with him one season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not a background. I mean, I can do background really well. Growing up in a 10-member family, everybody did lead and background. But I'm more of a lead singer, so that was wonderful. There were girls that made touring with him a career. For me, it was. One tour was enough, you know, because then it's you're forever in that list of 27 women, you know, that like go down in history as being, you know, a member of the Raylettes. And so that's
something I want to ask you after we listen another song. But after that song, I want to talk with you about how is it to launch your own career, because I could see you're a leader and you were in that kind of part of the stage, always a little 2 steps from the star. So
20 feet from stardom.
Yes. So we'll listen about that, and we are talking with Tracy Whitney. She'll be performing in the Santa Fe Bandstand Music Festival this Wednesday, July the 15th at 6 p.m. in the Santa Fe Plaza, and more concerts going on. We'll let you know more after these songs and more about her. And she's a lovely guest we are having here. And we're sharing Freeform with our guest Tracy Whitney here. Thank you so much for coming to our show, to KUNM, to share your stories and your music. I have something to ask you.
Yes.
Since I was reading your story, your life. I'm curious, how did you manage to launch your own solo career, coming from being a voice in groups, mm-hmm. like your family, then vocal groups, and like the Ray Charles backup voices, such an amazing experience. But how did you manage to find your own voice and launch your career, and in such a, I could say, sometimes not well too much welcoming scenario, the music one sometimes is very male dominant?
Well, I am from Los Angeles, and because my family had been really well known, especially locally, it was really easy. People knew who I was. So if when I went to clubs, you know, to get gigs, or if I called on musicians, they were like, "Oh, you're a Whitney." It's like being a Raylette. Oh, you're a Whitney. It took me a great distance just being able to say, "This is who I am." And because of the way my mother structured our group, with everybody singing lead, everybody singing background, it was not a huge movement for me. I was already singing lead, whereas if people are basically singing background and they're not out front, it's really hard. I started singing lead when I was 11 years old. So it's a lifetime of doing that. And my mom, she managed our group for most of our career, although Lou Rawls's mom was one of our managers, and we had a couple of pretty well-known managers in L.A. But my mom, you know, she not only taught us how to sing and arranged our vocals and everything, so she gave me a very good foundation in terms of how to run the business part of it, even though I was just observing her as a child. And then once I left and once again launched my own career at about 21, then I was just going to clubs and gigging. And so I did that until I got the call from Ray. Then I toured with him. And when I got back from that, my next big thing was that I left. I got a call to go to Japan out of nowhere. And I spent 5 years singing over there, and I was just doing regular gigging and everything, and I would record with Japanese superstars, do concerts with them, session work, whatever. But I always wanted, you know, I had my own vision of what I wanted my music to sound like. So especially after singing, my mom once again gave me this wonderful foundation of harmony. But then when I started to sing with Ray, it expanded my harmonic sense, because I went from just a basic three-part harmony to being the fourth part in a four-part structure. And it was really difficult for me to do that fourth, because the fourth was so close to the third, which may sound kind of technical. But once my brain acknowledged and adapted to that fourth, then it just exploded. And then I could hear fifths and sixths, and I could just have harmonies going in and out of each other as a result of touring with him. So he was a hard taskmaster, I will tell you that much, but I learned so much as a result of that experience with him that, I wouldn't trade that for anything, because he just expanded my sense of harmonics. And then I decided, you know, I started writing, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention my second husband. His name is Herman, but his name is Herman Dawkins. He's a producer, but we call him Hollywood. And he and I produced my first and second album together. We are still really good friends. And the records that we were just listening to, he did all the music, you know, he did most of the music on and co-produced with me. So whereas I was arranging the vocals, he and I together arranged the music. And he's getting a lot of traction right now. As a matter of fact, he's getting ready to do the soundtrack for a movie. So he's doing really well. But I just decided one day that I just wanted to have my own label, and I just did it. And, you know, got it trademarked.
And what's the name of your label?
My label is Baby Doll Entertainment and Records. Yeah.
And can we share a gift with our listeners from you?
What would you like that to be? Oh, you want me to sing?
How about that?
How about I sing a little something?
I have you here. I can't miss that opportunity.
Okay, how about I do a little Ray Charles? Since we're talking about him, I'll do some Georgia for you. A cappella. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I said, Georgia, oh, oh, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine.
Thank you so much. Even though you had allergies, it doesn't look like or doesn't sound like. So, Tracy, we really want to appreciate you coming here. Let us know what are your plans for the concerts you are having here. We are with Tracy Whitney. She'll be performing. Well, you have a list of concerts. I'm just going to highlight some of them, like the Tracy Whitney Trio. Who are you, the musicians who are accompanying you?
Calvin Appleberry and Stephen Williams. So Calvin's on piano, Stephen's on bass. We work together all of the time. And so that's my core members that I go to all the time. So they're going to be doing the Santa Fe Bandstand with me. Then, of course, I've got the Lady Sings the Blues concert coming up August 14th. At the Albuquerque Museum, and there's quite a few of us girls singing. It's going to be me. Hold on one second.
I have here. I have. They will be also Joanie Siri.
Joanie Siri, yeah. Patti Littlefield. Wendy Beach. Michael Herndon's going to be doing some guest vocals on each of our sets, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm doing some B.B. King with Michael, and I'm really looking forward to doing that. And I just found out this morning that I'll be doing the New Mexico Black Expo. That should be a lot of fun.
When is it?
That's going to be August 29th. And I do a lot of concerts for Cool Jazz Forever Productions. They do concerts with the Oasis Radio. And I believe I've got another concert with them coming up in October.
Oh, but Albuquerque Oasis?
Yeah.
And there is something on July 24th?
Oh, that's a different Oasis. Oh, that's an afternoon. Uh-huh. That's an afternoon concert series. I'll be at the Sunport on Friday doing Sunport Serenades. I'm working all the time.
If our listeners want to get in touch with you or just know your schedule, do you have a website?
Absolutely. They can go to babydollentertainment.com.
And congratulations, you also have your own label.
Baby Doll Entertainment and Records.
Good for you. Freedom.
Yeah. And I actually moved here to open a little jazz and blues club. So I've got my eye on that prize, and I'm looking to do that hopefully by the end of this year, or next year by the latest. But that is one of the things that I actually moved here to do, is just have my own little jazz and blues club. So
is that your dream?
That is my dream.
Good.
Absolutely. That'll be under Baby Doll as well.
Uh-huh.
Baby Doll's House of Jazz and Blues.
We look forward for that. And congratulations for all these concerts you have ahead.
Yes.
Your projects, your solo career. We know that it's not easy, even though you are coming from a family who knows the business. We also want to congratulate that mom. Because she also gave you Self-Esteem Foundation.
Oh, my mom, her name is Louise Whitney. My mom, she raised me to be fearless. So it's because of her. I just don't think that I can't do things because That's how she raised me.
Thank you so much, Tracy Whitney. We are going to share more music from her album.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess other hosts will be like, oh, we want Tracy Whitney in our show.
Yay!
Yes. Which one do you want to share with this from this album, which is I'm Singing Songs I Love?
How about one that I wrote, I'd Be Lying?
You'll Be Lying? Okay. Yes, I like so we can share your talent also as songwriter. So thank you so much, Tracy,
for
coming.
Thank you for having me.
And we look forward for that dream really come reality.
Thank you.